I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
I want to do this one right, so I'm a little nervous. All right, we ready to go?
Let's go.
All right. Welcome to this episode of What's in Renee's Glass? Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's an extra little toast to our friend Wendy Gordon. One little sip here. Wendy is joining us today for the What's in Renee's Glass. I know, it's pretty, right? And then afterwards, we're going to do a special podcast with her. So I did a lot of research on this one. I wanted to do it right. And you are a mere couple of weeks away from your one more week of WSET 3.
Class, and then a week off, and then the exam.
And then the exam, which we know you are going to do fabulously. I'm very excited for you. All right.
From your mouth to Dionysus' ears.
All right, let us start with the WSET style. Let's give us the white wine and then follow through on it's a white wine.
It's a white wine. It is, I would say, pale lemon. We turned the lights off because of static, but I think it's possibly a little lemon green.
You can flick the light quickly to see the color because I think that's probably a good idea. Oh, there goes that static.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's... lemon green.
So we're in about 15 minutes of it open, which is just about right. I did have it pretty chilled, but I think it's actually drinking nicely.
It is.
So, yep.
All right. It's got an interesting nose. It's not immediate fruit jumping out at me.
No, it's not.
I'd almost say it's got a little, not petrol, but there's something going on. On the side of it.
It's very pretty. Wendy, what do you think of this?
I love the flavor of it.
I know, right? It's so pretty. I was like, Wendy's here with Renee. I got to pull something out of the...
It's kind of like a little Sauvignon Blanc-ish.
Because of the flavor? Is it the flavor profile or the acid to it?
A combination of the... I smell like a little... Petrol was actually a really good description. But
petrol, like wet wool? Stone, but like a minerality?
Yeah, minerality.
That's on the nose.
It definitely has the minerality. You're absolutely right.
It's not full on petrol?
No.
But
don't go in that too much in that direction.
No, I'm not. But I'm like, it's like something. I was like, it's something. It's like a wet wool.
It's definitely, the minerality is definitely there.
It's not fruit forward.
It is not fruit
forward. So there's other things happening. Okay.
What is that telling you right away when you're thinking? Where are we thinking?
I'm thinking old world if it's not fruit forward.
I only cough because I took a beautifully big old sip of that. There's no spitting with this. So you're thinking old world with this, okay? Where are you thinking the acid is on it?
I would say medium plus acid. Medium plus to high. But I think the high might be coming from, like, it's got citrus definitely on the palate.
Absolutely.
Far
that's
more.
Definitely a primary
citrus
aroma.
And like a green apple, like a Granny Smith apple. Like a bright green apple, Granny Smith apple.
Are you getting that on the aromas or are you getting that on the palate?
On the palate. Mm-hmm. Like I said, on the aromas, nothing. So the taste, as Kasia says, when you have a difference between the nose and the your taste, trust the taste. Mm-hmm. We're getting T-shirts made.
I think that's really spot on the primary aromas, too, as they'll come out. I think this wine is going to have all levels of primary, secondary, and tertiary aromas to it.
And tertiary?
Yes.
We got age on this?
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what tertiary comes from.
I didn't say that.
In the W set.
There's some tertiary aromas. I didn't. I'm just saying I didn't say age. We are giving you some deductive
hints. Well, under W set rules, tertiary is from maturation. So you'd get a little bit of age. It's got almost like a honeycomb right at the back of the palate.
That's a good description.
I mean, okay, so it's not a prototypical Riesling.
No.
So I'm thinking like a Pinot Blanc or a Chenin Blanc, but from France.
Well, what's the texture giving you specifically?
It's a little oily. It's a little oily on the texture. Slightly or waxy. I don't know. It's got that.
Wendy, what kind of aromas or flavors are you getting out of this?
I was getting, as you said, citrus.
Yeah.
Ooh. And
I mean, it could be like a Chablis.
Like sour.
But I'm also
apple.
Getting a little bit of.
Like she said, green apple. Oh, I'm sorry. Like a sour one.
Yep, definitely. Definitely the citrus, definitely the apple. And I think as it opens up. Oh, yeah, you get a. Yeah. I mean, this is. I feel like this is.
I thought I had like oak on the nose. Mm-hmm. Like elements of oak on the nose.
So if it's oak on the nose, but you're not really getting it, what are you thinking about that? What
then
about
it's
that
Lee's
mean?
Contact.
Excellent.
Yep.
And maybe.
Autolysis. And what autolytic flavors.
What would you be thinking about the kind of oak then if you're just kind of experiencing it that way?
Neutral.
Yeah.
Neutral or once used French Cheval Blanc barrels.
Or maybe yeah. a little new mix.
Yeah. Just to give it, or it could be a combination as well of an inert vessel, so like a concrete egg and some neutral oak, or a mixture of it. It's not a lot of oak. It hasn't been sitting on the oak long. I'm not getting a lot of like vanilla I mean, there's a little bit, but.
I will say that this really gives me what Holly says, because she's so good at the tasting notes, the almond, that almond, white almond on it. I'm finally getting
white
that.
Almond?
White
yeah,
almond?
Like almond slivers to it.
Hmm. On the okay. nose or on the?
On the aroma of it.
Almond?
Okay, almond. Now I'm like, which one?
I'm so difficult. Yeah, much more on the aroma than on the palate. But I can really.
Okay.
I can finally. That's one of the things that I'm weak on, and I can finally get it. What are you thinking about the texture of this?
Like I said, to me, it was like, it's a little oily. It's a little.
By oily, do you mean
waxy.
Creamy? Or?
No, I mean, it's got a little cream from, like, the creaminess from the Lee's contact. I think that's what it kind of rounds out. It softens the acid a little bit. So I think that this would be a cool climate,
good
high acid varietal that they've softened with the Lee's a little bit, the Lee's contact a little bit. So.
And how intense do you think the flavor is on this?
It's pretty. It's much more intense. The palate for me is much more intense than the nose. So I would say medium plus to pronounced palate. Now does it? Okay. So this is a dry wine. This is a
yes.
This is a medium plus acid. In the exam, I'd have to pick one. I would say medium plus to high acid.
Excellent.
This is medium body because it's got a little roundness in it. I would say medium alcohol.
I'm so proud of her. You're doing so well on this. Medium to like maybe a little medium plus on this one, that alcohol.
It's got this thing in the back though that I get when I think that it's oak and it's not, but it's something else. And that's why it leads me to think like it could be a Chardonnay. Okay. But then it would be like a.
Okay.
Where from where? I mean, it's not, if it's got oak on it, it's not Chablis.
Excellent.
It could be.
So we're jumping around because you're doing this so well. So if you're thinking a slightly oaked or some form of neutral oaked Chardonnay, Old World, where are you going to?
I mean.
What country are we going to?
France.
Okay, good. You hadn't said that.
I was saying Chablis, and I was like, yes.
But our listeners don't.
Oh, sorry. Yes, France. Yes,
you have
France.
Come so far in your WSET exam that you are jumping.
I'm going to individual appellations now.
Yeah. Where are we at? What region?
So for cool climate, you would either have to have, you would either be looking at Alsace, which does have some Chardonnay, Chablis, so Burgundy, Northern Burgundy, potentially Loire. But not a lot there because it's usually Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc.
So you said you're Mont feeling Blanc. Like this is a
Chardonnay.
Okay. So then let's take it down from those three. Does it hit you with Alsatian style?
No.
Okay. So
it's not as high as I said. Yep. Okay. So Burgundy would be where I would be looking at.
Absolutely. Let's get this further down.
Okay.
Where in Burgundy?
Not Mâconnais. Or maybe Renee, you tried to check me.
We can get all the way down to the grape. Exactly.
We got the grape. What's the variety?
No, I mean
the
actual
clone.
Grape.
It's the clone of this. let me see.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Chardonnay, like Condru that's wrong. I flipped the wrong one.
Yeah.
Burgundy, so Côte d'Or, Côte de Rôti, Côte de Beaune, Côte de Chalonnaise.
Okay, you got four.
Right.
Like one of those. Where are we at? I know Wendy knows what's being poured, but I'm going to let it slide because I know she knows which one of those four I would pour for her.
How about this for expertise? I like it.
There you go.
I like anything.
But I'm pretty sure I when she gave you one of those four regions, you knew exactly what region I pulled. But go ahead.
I mean, It's not like, at this point I would be picking, I'd just be guessing.
So here's say, the thing. Where okay. do you think, what is the quality level of this?
It's a higher quality wine. I would rate this as, so for balance, length, intensity, and complexity, very good to outstanding.
Excellent. Excellent. Now for, is this?
I would love to think you would bring me like a Oui, Mon Rocher or something like that, but I don't think that's what it is.
You really don't?
I don't,
might not be a Pouligny Montrachet.
Pouligny Montrachet, but a Montrachet.
What could it be? Where would the Montrachet come from?
That would come from, is that de Beaune? Côte de Beaune? No.
Could it possibly the Côte de Beaune?
Côte de Beaune.
Shall we give it to our Wendy? I think Wendy's so. What are you thinking? So I pulled this because one of Wendy's favorite regions,
okay.
Pinots and Chardonnays, is the Côte de Beaune. So. Yes.
Chassagne Mon Rocher. Okay. Yeah.
So let's talk about what we're drinking. We are drinking
this
a Badeur
gorgeous.
Primeur Chateau de
and it's
Chassagne
got a little age on it. 2021.
Yep. It's Côte de Beaune, Burgundy. It's 100% Chardonnay. Now, this, also to be clear, this is a village level white Burgundy. So it's not right. a Premier Cru or Grand Cru, right? But it's fuller bodied than a little Pouligny Mon Rocher,
yes.
but it has brighter acidity than a Meursault. This is on a small 8 hectares, 5 around the Chateau nice. Chassagne Montrachet. The soil is clay limestone, which is what I think you had something in your head.
That's it, yeah.
It is a 2021 vintage, and what makes this interesting, it was a cooler, lower yields, fresh with acidity, and you both got that acidity right away.
Yeah.
But what also makes this interesting, as you would think in this particular region, hand-picked fruit,
yep.
whole bunch.
Whole bunch, there you go. Whole but bunch is going to give it that.
You thought that?
I actually picked grapes in Côte d'Or. Yeah.
See, there you go, right?
That's amazing.
And then a natural yeast fermentation, oak barrels, 20% new, aged 15 months on the lees.
There you go.
So you really get that restrained oak, the mineral edge that are very Côte d'Or style. You get that great Chassagne Montrachet village level quality.
It's gorgeous.
Everything else that you gave to it was great. Now, this is a 2021 aging would be 5 to 8 years, so we're kind of right in there. Now, there are people that say this could age all the way up to 2030.
I mean, you've got the structure, you've got the acid and the balance. Like, it could mm-hmm. it could handle it. What's the alcohol on it?
Oh, it's 13.5-ish.
Okay, high end of medium, but medium.
Mm-hmm. And, I think it's complex. It has, I just love all the parts of it that kind of make it whole.
Yeah, yeah, I get in my head on this one.
I mean, I'm thinking a really good brie with this, yeah. right? So I always think that. Roast chicken with a little cream sauce, some scallops.
That camembert that we had the other day with the warm bread, come on.
Yeah, that would be perfect. A little truffle risotto, even though that's not your favorite. No. But think about how great truffle risotto would like cut through with this.
I mean, truffles on anything, let's face it.
This is not
risotto,
favorite,
I would
but,
do that.
but
truffles are not my favorite. Yeah.
yeah. So this is wonderful. We actually, I have this from 2 years ago. It is the last bottle. I had put it in the fridge to bring it to Wendy's house for one of our many amazing meals, but she often cooks us a prime rib. And so I realized it was still sitting there from 2 years ago when I had it at the Chefs for Equality. So this has been sitting aging in my fridge for a couple of years, and I think
nice.
It's absolutely beautiful. I think you did a great job on this.
Thank you.
I think you got yourself, you know, right to where it is, and had our kind of listeners, think through some of the things you said. What do you think, Wendy?
I think it's yummy.
Oh, I think it's absolutely.
Was it? And it's 100%.
100% Chardonnay.
100% Chardonnay.
I would have had that with prime rib anyway.
Oh yeah, I know. It's so creamy. This would totally hold up to it. So
I'm gonna have to have more of that.
I think it's absolutely, absolutely delicious. So a toast to all of us today. Oh,
cheers.
You need, wait. How could you have a toast without?
Like, I got a
little. That tiny bit. Wait, we always need a little bit more. There we go. All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. This is so good, isn't it? Mm. I have been dying to pull this out of the fridge. I was like, I'm not forgetting it today.
I love that.
I know.
That's
I knew
gorgeous.
You would. Because as soon as she said Côte de Beaune, I was like, Wendy's got this. She knew which of the four regions.
I did not know, but...